Let's return to another one of our headlines for the top five, and that concerns Bahrain. We have Colin Covell who joins us right now. He's a former associate professor at the University of Bahrain, who joins us from Bluefield, West Virginia. Colin Covell, it was quite telling when the GCC countries of the Persian Gulf had their meeting in Bahrain, and one of the media organizations they did not allow was Al Jazeera. And of course, coupling that with how media organizations in general are not allowed to cover events as they're unfolding in Bahrain, tell us how this, how you see this development, and also, of course, the protests are continuing, the latest to have happened across many villages in Bahrain.
Yeah, the hypocrisy and the U.S. blackout of all media coverage regarding Bahrain in this country. They do not want to show the violence of the Al Khalifa. They do not want to show that we are supporting an autocratic dictatorship. And they do not want to show that the Khalifas are getting away with torture, with murder, with banning demonstrations, with banning free speech, jailing all opposition, and having the Saudis send in troops and just create a total suppression of any freedom of expression or protest for democracy.
And tell us, we have what's going on in Saudi Arabia itself, mainly the eastern part, but to have been cited now to take place even in the capital. How does that uprising affect what goes on inside Bahrain, which is obviously of major concern to Saudi Arabia, not to mention Bahrain, how they feed off each other?
Well, the eastern provinces have most of the oil in Saudi Arabia, and they're concerned because the majority of the population in the eastern provinces are Shia, and they're not loyal necessarily to the king of Saudi Arabia, Abdullah. And so they're concerned that the people there want democracy just like they do in Bahrain. And, of course, they should be concerned because people not only in the eastern provinces and not only in Bahrain, but in all the Gulf monarchies are tired of dictatorship, tired of 230-plus years of autocratic dictators. They want democracy. They want a say in their lives.
Okay, we'll leave it there. It's good talking to you. Colin Covell there, former assistant professor at the University of Bahrain from Bluefield, West Virginia, talking to us.